Okay, I want you to have a shuffle around and make yourself really comfortable now. You can keep your eyes open for a minute and sort of look upwards. You don't have to look at anything special. I want you to get yourself into a nice, calm, comfortable position. Keep your head still and just look upwards with your eyes. Now I'm going to count downwards from 10 all the way down to 1. And I want you to just blink your eyes slowly, a bit like in slow motion, with every number that I count. So let's begin with 10. That's right, just blink very slowly, like slow motion. 9. Blinking again in slow motion. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Now you can go ahead and close those eyes down and keep them closed. And I'll tell you why we did that. That little exercise was just to relax your eyelids. And right now, in your eyelids, you might begin to notice a tired feeling. A pleasant feeling. A sort of comfortable, heavy feeling. And you can pretend that this heavy or tired feeling is beginning to spread out, to go out to other parts of your body. See if you can imagine that tired, heavy feeling spreading out to your face and your head. Feeling tired and heavy, spreading to your arms and hands. That tired feeling spreading through to your chest and your back. And then all the way down to your legs and feet. Even all the way down to the tips of your toes. And soon, you may begin to feel heavy or light. But heavy or light in a nice way, a comfortable way. This is what being relaxed means. This is what it feels like. And you don't have to do anything. You can hear my voice. You don't really have to listen to it. You can hear my voice. But at the same time, you could be doing other things. Like imagining what dreams you're going to have tonight. Like imagining your favorite bit of music. Or imagining going off and playing somewhere in your mind. It really doesn't matter. As long as you're resting and feeling comfortable. You might find yourself just drifting off into a nice sleep as you listen to the sound of my voice. I wonder what your favorite kind of dreams are. And my voice can even become part of the background at times, just fading in and fading out. As those good dreams come dancing before your eyes. Perhaps you might dream of yourself playing safely on a lovely sandy beach, running around in the warm sunshine, perhaps chasing after a beach ball, chasing after your dog. Maybe you're building sandcastles. Maybe you're searching for shells or fossils, looking for baby crabs, if there are any rock pools. It's a nice warm day, but not too hot, because there are one or two fluffy white clouds drifting in the sky. And if you were to look carefully at those clouds, you might be able to imagine certain shapes forming. Perhaps those clouds look like someone laying down, just as you do in bed, when you're ready for sleep. Those clouds might look like a pair of giant eagles keeping guard of the sea. These clouds can look like anything you want them to look like. If you're making castles in the sand, you might notice that sand getting cooler as you dig deeper down. And the more you dig down, the cooler it gets. You might have friends around if you wish. Do you have a very special friend from school who you'd like to play with? Maybe a cousin or a brother or sister. Whoever you want to be with you, you can imagine them being there, almost as if by magic. Perhaps you'll paddle in the shallow part of the sea, taking care as you do, just splashing and laughing, playing, having fun with your friends. And as you splash and laugh and play, you might not even notice how you can taste the salt in the sea air. How you can feel that gentle breeze on your skin. So nice and fresh. You feel so happy. So happy that you want to tell all your friends how you feel. It's just a good day to be alive. A good day to be you. Because you're a special person. And your life is surrounded by love. As you play in the water, or run around on the sand, whatever it is that you're doing, in the background you can hear the sound of the waves going back and forth. Back and forth. And you're aware of your breathing, slowly, calmly, going in and out, in and out, just like those waves in the ocean. And this warm sand, it feels good on your feet. You like making footprints in the sand. Especially in those parts that have not been trodden on yet. It feels great to make your mark, to step into fresh new areas that you haven't tried before. I want you to take a long, slow, deep breath and allow yourself to feel very quiet and calm. And everything around you becomes quiet and still. And for a few more moments, you can just enjoy this quiet stillness. And I'll be quiet too. You can make yourself even more comfortable if you want. And when I start talking again, you'll find yourself feeling even more comfortable, even more relaxed. That's good. I want you to use your imagination. I want you to imagine that you're holding a torch. Some people call it a flashlight, but I don't mind. This is a very special torch. It shines anywhere you want it to shine. And you can imagine that that light can now shine into the front of your head, right there at the top, near your forehead. Imagine shining that light into your forehead and let it light up that area at the front of your head. Now this torch, it highlights the place inside you where you dream. That place where new ideas come from. And this light gives your mind some extra strength. Imagine it now, clear and bright, this very special place inside you, where dreams are made. And now you can shine that special torch to a different place in your head. This time you're shining it towards the back of your head. And this new place is where your instinct lives. That's the part of you that sometimes knows something without knowing exactly how you know it. It's like a feeling inside, the feeling you get when something is right or wrong. And that means that this is the place where you can know things without anyone telling you. For example, if someone is sad and yet they say they're happy, you will instinctively know that this is where your instinct lives. You will instinctively know what's right or wrong. And you can keep your nice special thoughts here also, because this is a warm, comfortable place. Now I want you to imagine shining that torch with that clear white light. And I want you to shine it in and around your neck, your throat. This is a place for rest and calmness. And this is also the place where you share your thoughts, where you share your ideas with friends and family and other people. This is the communication area. When you're breathing slowly and calmly, you can speak easily, and you can put your thoughts forward in a calm and a confident way. If you think about it, talking is almost like magic. Talking can make things happen when you ask in the right way. Talking can make people laugh if you tell them a joke. It can make people sad if your news isn't good. But of course you don't want to make people sad. You would much rather that everyone felt happy, just as you feel now, and will still feel for a long time. Now you can bring your special torch and shine it into your heart. Make your light shine really bright. For this is a special place, a place of agreement and balance and love. This is the place where your feelings live. The family and the friends that you love. Perhaps you have a pet that you also love. And love isn't just for people and pets. You can love doing certain things. Playing instruments, or painting, or sports, or making models, whatever it is you enjoy. So I want you to brighten up that heart area and really feel those loving feelings in there. And as you feel those feelings right there, deep in your heart, I want you to move your torch, shining that clear white light, right now into your stomach area. And feel your tummy lighting up with good energy in there, calm and relaxed. Because this is the place of wisdom and creativity. Right here is your energy, your spark, your zing, your zest for life. And when you're excited and really want to play sports or go on holiday or play with a dog or do something special, this is the place where it begins. This is your wisdom. And wisdom is learning about life and everything that's happening around you. Listening carefully to what others tell you. Trying new things. Expanding your mind. And your creativity is special too, because this is where your ideas turn into reality. You're doing so well. So let's continue bringing this special light to the area just below your belly button, and let that light shine bright, for this is where people say is the seat of your soul. Some people say that this area is a place of mystery, mystical, spiritual awakening. You know, the feeling you have when you suddenly know something, perhaps the purpose of life. As you imagine looking around at the waves and the sand and the sky, when you're out in nature perhaps, or perhaps taking a walk in the countryside, or playing by a stream or running through some fields, noticing everything around you, noticing the flowers and the birds and the trees and people around you, realizing that you're here with them all, a part of them all. What does spirituality mean to you? Some people haven't even heard of the word spirituality. But it's to do with people and their beliefs. People often have beliefs. Some believe in religion, some believe in nature, some believe in another kind of energy. Some people don't have a belief. That's their choice, and it's absolutely fine. Many people believe in love. Love is what really matters. Love for your family, for friends, kindness, being respectful to others, doing good things, doing no harm. These are what we call spiritual values. The things that make you a good person. So now you can shine that light right from the part where the top of your legs meet your body and all the way down to your feet and those toes and all the way back up again, shining up your whole legs. This is the place of physical strength and energy. And you can be strong. Not only strong in your healthy body by feeding it with healthy food, but strong in your mind too, feeding your mind with healthy ideas. And this light that you're shining now will stay within you, and it will protect you and care for you wherever you go and whatever you do. So I want you to shine this white light all around your whole body now. Splash your whole body with this wonderful light. And you shine with the light that's within you. And this light stays right there within you. This special light helps you, relaxes you, heals you, encourages you to grow happy and joyful and curious and adventurous. There are so many amazing things to discover in life. Things that are all around you. Things that you can see. Things that you can hear. Things that you can touch. Things that you might smell. And things you can taste. And you can say to yourself, I am so very thankful, because this really is a life filled with wonderful things. And here's the secret. You have the power within you to make your life an exceptionally happy life. You have that power within you to enjoy all of those things and to notice all of those things each day. Everything you can see, everything you can hear, everything you can touch and taste and smell. And being thankful helps you to feel good as you notice all of these things. It's so much nicer to be thankful rather than just taking things for granted. You can appreciate all the little things in life as well as the big things. And feeling good as you do, it can help you have nice dreams as you feel content and peaceful and perhaps even a little sleepy, so sleepy and tired as you drift and dream. And in a little while, you might gently drift off into your night's sleep. And when you do, you can have many good dreams, happy dreams, adventurous dreams. And I want you to try and remember what you dreamed about, if you can. Try to remember what you dreamed about. And tomorrow, I want you to try to bring back something good, something special from your dreams. Remember something you can smile about. And when you awaken in the morning, at the proper wake-up time, you can feel really happy and refreshed, knowing that you had a wonderful, restful sleep. Now you're resting your body and your mind and your spirit, quiet and calm, quiet and calm, and you're safe, and you are loved and quiet, and you can drift off to sleep at your own pace, and you can watch those dreams float in and float back out of your mind, taking shape before your eyes. You are growing each day. You're safe, and you know you're loved very much, and you can feel calm and happy and peaceful and content, safe and sound. And I want you to keep all of that calmness within your body. I want you to keep all of that relaxation and all of these good thoughts in your mind. And hold on to them. And see if you can drift off into a dream. And remember to remember that dream for tomorrow.